This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Adrian Quadra is the program director for weather and earth science at Lockheed Martin. He says the new satellites will track lightning in order to predict severe weather.
As you look at the intensification of the lightning, essentially how fast the lightning is building up, it's really the first indicator for severe weather and severe thunderstorms. By understanding the lightning phenomenology, we're able to predict where the storms are coming and how strong they're going to be.
The two satellites will replace and upgrade older weather satellites already in orbit. A new UN climate report says the world has a brief window to avoid an even deadlier climate future. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Linda Mearns is a senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder and an editor on the report. She says the data show warming is hurting human health and even causing death, and that the harms are not being shared equally.
This effect is very much a function of age, gender, location, and socioeconomic status. And without adaptation, there would simply be higher mortality and morbidity.
The warming is already driving an uptick of droughts, floods, and heat waves. In Colorado, many of these effects are being felt statewide. Scientists say global warming could soon exceed humanity's ability to respond unless greenhouse gas emissions are reduced rapidly. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address this evening. The speech to Congress comes as the White House works to battle soaring inflation, curb COVID-19 infections, and confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Hear live coverage of the 2022 State of the Union, plus the Republican response and expert analysis from NPR starting tonight at 7 on CPR News and KRCC.